Thank you, Mr. President. Canada welcomes the positive steps taken by Peru to strengthen legislation to reinforce the political participation of women, which helped increase the number of female candidates in Peru's subnational elections in October 2022. Canada recommends that Peru, 1, adopt public policies to advance sexual and reproductive rights, including increased access to family planning services and age-appropriate, rights-based, comprehensive sexuality education in schools. 2, accelerate the regularization of migrants and refugees, remove barriers to their access to services, and strengthen their protection from expulsions in line with the Refugee Convention. 3, review and amend legislation related to equality and prevention of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, including by allowing name and gender changes on official identity documents. And 4, take concrete measures to consult during the environmental impact assessment stage for activities that directly affect Indigenous peoples and investigate attacks on Indigenous peoples defending their rights and land. In addition, it is important that mechanisms are in place to ensure the implementation of sexual and gender-based violence laws to protect the rights of women and girls and guarantee their access to justice. Lastly, Canada is deeply concerned by the loss of life and violence that have occurred during the ongoing protests in Peru. Peaceful protest and dialogue are essential to democracy. Human rights need to be respected, and any alleged violations of human rights must be promptly and transparently investigated. Thank you.